KFWB News Talk 980. LA's biggest stories in the morning. Talk about them all day. KFWB News Talk 980. KFWB.com. And now on FM at 93.1 HD3.
It is about to become the largest spill ever in the Gulf of Mexico. Based on the highest of the federal government's estimates, the oil that gushed for 2.5 months is expected to surpass the 140 million gallon mark today.
Joining us live from the Louisiana coast is AP correspondent Jason Bronis. Jason, in 1979, the Ixtoc spill off of Mexico's coast holds the record, at least for today. Even though BP says it's making progress collecting oil from the well, the impact is being felt on the coast. And what are you seeing?
Well, I'll tell you what, for the last 2 days, we've seen a lot of rain, a lot of heavy wind, and a lot of high surf that for the last 2 days has shut down the near-shore cleanup operations all throughout southeastern Louisiana. And the forecast is not much better for today.
Well, and the reason for that, of course, is Alex, which is now on land. It is weakening. And yet, as you said, it's going to be in that area causing waves and winds for some time. And lawmakers are now criticizing BP, saying their cleanup plan never even mentions tropical weather, which is incredible at this time of year.
Yeah, well, there's a lot that we've reported that's been flawed about BP's cleanup plan, including components of their plan that involve dealing with responding to oil-impacted walruses in the Gulf of Mexico, which, of course, we all know is pretty absurd, and also referring to experts that could be called on that have been at least one expert to be called on that's been dead for 3 years, so... I can't say that it's new or particularly stunning that their cleanup effort fails to consider tropical weather. It's going to be a problem all hurricane season. I mean, if you think about it, they got lucky on this one, and their cleanup operations throughout southeastern Louisiana were still shut down for potentially a third day.
I was going to ask you about the skimmers and whether or not they have left their moorings, but apparently not. The head of the Gulf Coast Disaster Claims Fund, Kenneth Feinberg, yesterday, he criticized BP's process for compensating those who've lost their livelihood in the wake of the spill. What are people telling you about claims there on the shore? I'm sure you're bumping into people. Are they complaining about being compensated, about not being compensated, or who should be paid?
I think there's a lot of confusion more than anything else. In BP's defense, and I spoke with Mr. Feinberg when he was down here last week, and even he admits BP is not in the business of claims adjusting and accepting claims and paying claims. So there's going to be inherent flaws in the system. There's also an inherent distrust in this part of the country for any kind of large organizational, federal government, corporate claims response to natural disasters. And, of course, that goes back to Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. Mr. Feinberg certainly, at least when he was down here in the Gulf, said a lot of things that made a lot of folks feel better about the claims process. But to say it's gone perfectly, nothing's gone perfectly. And yeah, sure. People are complaining that they're getting the money that they're getting is not enough money for them to get by. That it's there, that they have valid claims, but the money's just not coming fast enough.
Yeah, it is a frustrating situation. We sure thank you for bringing us up to date, though. That is AP correspondent Jason Bronis.